It was a week before Christmas. It was during the Vietnam War. I was a medic and a psychiatric technician. Two of us were escorting 20 patients, soldiers, back to the psych ward after breakfast at the mess hall. When we got back to the ward, we saw, I did, that Santa had already been there. Someone had left an undecorated Christmas tree at the back of the ward. And there were some boxes on a small table. I took my position at what we called the watchtower. The watchtower was where I could look at the entire ward and see what all the soldiers were doing. Also, the nurse's station was to my left where the drugs were kept. And to the right was the latrine. Everyone went about their normal routine. Normal routine. The other tech took some of the soldiers back to the TV room to watch some comedies that were on television in those days in the morning on Saturday. I watched the tables in front of me that were in the middle of the ward. There was a puzzle table where at least four soldiers worked on a puzzle. There was another table where they read letters or wrote letters. There was another table where they just smoked. Now, you couldn't smoke on the beds on either side of the ward. You had to go to the middle of the room and sit at the tables to smoke. And then there was a table nearby me, near the watchtower, the closest to me. And that's where they played cards. And the card game they played, the four of them, was the favorite card game on the psych wards, Crazy Eights. Only one soldier ventured to the back where the Christmas tree was. It was Obsessive Godwin. Now, I made up this last name. Obsessive Godwin decided to work on the tree. I watched over the next hour, maybe an hour and a half, as Godwin took ornaments, those big glass ones with various colors, beautiful, heavy ones, and he would take it to the tree and he would put it on the tree and he would walk back and get another one and take his time on each branch. And after he would put it on the branch, he would step back and he would look at it and then move forward again and he would move it a little bit to this direction. He would move it to that direction. An hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half of putting decorations on the tree, the ornaments. He got on a chair and stood on the top. He'd put an ornament. He'd jump off the chair, and he would look. He would get back on the chair, and he would move the ball. I guess he didn't want too many reds together. That's all I could figure out. So later, after about an hour and a half, I look to the back, and Godwin has icicles on his hand, the tinsel. And he moves to the tree, and he begins one, two, three. One, two, three. He goes back to the table and gets some more, and he goes one, two, three. Maybe four sometimes, seldom more, and I'm watching all this. We had a new patient on the ward. We called him Mr. Polite. I'll call him Polite Hobbs. Now, Polite Hobbs walked back to the tree and had a small conversation. I could see him talking to Godwin. He then proceeded over to the table where he grabbed some icicles. And he took the icicles back to the tree, and he began to place clumps of icicles on the tree. And he threw some up there, and he put some over here, and he put some there, and then you heard it. Stop! Godwin, you gotta stop! You're ruining it! You're ruining the tree. Stop. Somebody help me. He turned back. I took off running. The other tech came out of the back room. We don't want a confrontation going on. Polite Hobbs, before we even got there, walked back to the table and put the icicles down. No problem. He walked back to the center of the ward and sat at a table nearby. No problem. I heard Godwin making nice. So it was really good. He kept saying to him, there's a right way. Nothing personal. There's a right way. There's nothing personal. But there's a right way. And he went back, there's a right way. And he's moving and taking the clumps off and trying to straighten things out. And another hour passes. Quiet. People are doing their thing. They're playing Crazy Eights. And then we hear it from the back. Obsessive Godwin. Okay, it's finished. It's done. Ta-da! He goes like that. He even, everything, he does, and everybody starts, and he says, it's finished, it's perfect, it's beautiful. He's going, ta-da, like that. He did everything but sing, Oh Christmas Tree, My Christmas Tree. Well, about that time, Mr. Polite gets up and he walks past Godwin to the tree. He looks this way and he looks that way. And then he reaches in and he grabs the trunk of the tree and he begins to shake it left and shake it right and shake it left and shake it right. And balls are flying everywhere. They're hitting against the wall. They're going into the tables. Everything goes. The only thing staying on the tree is the tinsel. I'm telling you, you never saw anything like it. And Godwin gives a bear of a growl and dives on him. And now they're rolling over and over on the ward, on the tree, snapping and cracking and breaking. The patients got there first and broke it up. But it didn't take a fight to break it up. Polite Hobbs got up and he walked back to a table and sat down. He sits down. The tech joins him. Now, on the ward, we had a catatonic. The catatonic would go with you if you grabbed him by the arm and led him on by the elbow. Or even if you pushed him, he would go in the direction that you wanted, or follow you if you said, let's go this way. And he would go to the restroom, the latrine, on his own when necessity called. He wore white cotton open-back slippers, like some of the other soldiers. And he did what we called, the text called, the Thorazine shuffle. And he shuffled back to the tree, okay? And Godwin was alone at the tree looking at the mess. Godwin had reached down and put the tree back into the stand, but he was frozen after that. He did not move. The catatonic went back next to him and reached down and picked up a Christmas ball. He handed it to Godwin. He then reached down and picked up another ball. He shuffled to the tree, and he began to struggle to put it on the branch. He struggled, and he struggled, and he struggled. The guys playing cards, Shaky Metz, Paranoid Forenza, the other two, blacks and whites everywhere on that ward, those guys put their cards down and got up and started to walk back to the tree. I'm still at Watchtower watching all of this. The guys who were smoking cigarettes, some of them put them out and walked back to the tree. The letter writers and the letter readers stopped. The puzzle makers stopped. They walked back to the tree. They began to decorate that tree. The tech got up and he walked over and he turned that radio on that was back in that corner and Christmas music started playing. And I'll never forget, there was somebody decorating. One of those soldiers said, hey, it's snowing. It's really snowing. And I looked out the windows at the ball field where we would be playing ball in the spring with those psych patients or other psych patients. And it was beautiful. The snowflakes were huge. And they were coming down. And I wondered, would I be there next spring to play ball? Would the war be over? For them, would it even matter? And then on the radio, the Drifters came on. And they started to sing, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.